Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So I'm sure by now the majority of you have binged to watch Risa Tisa, right? And who the did I marry? I'm sure most of you have. I know that's not everybody's cup of tea. It's about 8 hours of continuous watching from beginning to end to get all 50 episodes. And it was quite intriguing because it landed on my For You page on Saturday night, I think. Yeah, Saturday night. But it was quite an interesting story, and I know everybody's talking about it and, you know, her story and all the red flags and that kind of thing. But you know how my brain works, right? My brain is always about what lessons can we learn from this, even as a business, even though it's a personal story. What lessons can we as business people learn? That's what is happening in my brain while I'm listening to this, because it's really, really quite intriguing. And I made notes of 4 things that I think that every business can learn from this story from Risa Tisa and who the did I marry, right? And one of the things, even as a business owner, is don't be desperate. Remember she was talking about being desperate to get married because everybody around her was getting married. Don't be desperate to be like everybody else, even in business. Don't be desperate to show up like them and sound like them and to be at the same milestones as them. You have your own journey, and there's a reason that you are where you are at. Don't be desperate. Take your time and let things unfold as they need to unfold, obviously being intentional, but don't be desperate. That is one of the main things that I took away from that series. The other thing is trust your intuition, right? She did not trust her intuition, even though she was seeing red flags left, right, and center. And that happens very much in business, again, leading back to that desperation. Because a lot of entrepreneurs feel desperate to say yes to a client because they just want the money, right? And they know that this client is not their ideal client. They know their feelings in their belly, right? They're not trusting their intuition. What happens? You end up getting burnt. 9 times out of 10, you end up getting burnt because you are desperate for clients. You don't trust in what you are putting out there to know that it is actually going to help the people that it is meant to help, and you're not trusting your intuition. So by not trusting your intuition, you say yes to things that you know you should be saying no to because it does not align with where you want to be and how you want to grow and even how you want to help your ideal clients, right? But you're not trusting your intuition. So that's another thing that really stood out for me. The other thing that stood out to me coming out of Risa Tisa was that you didn't do your research. Guys, do your research. Where your business is concerned, I know it's exciting to say, I want to start a business. I want to sell clothes. I want to do hair. I want to sell food. I want to be a coach. I want to be a consultant. I want to be. That's great, but you would be so much more successful if you did some research. Do some research about what is going on out there. If she did some research on that, guys, I'm like, real research, right? And not wait until it was too late to go and check out our background. If she did some real, real in-depth research, then she would not have ended up in, or she may not have ended up, I say may not have ended up where she ended up. And that goes the same for a lot of entrepreneurs. They don't do any kind of research. They start their business and they operate their business on a whim and fancy. They haven't spoken to their ideal clients. They haven't spoken to anybody at all. They haven't done any type of research. And then they jump into it head first and they make a lot of mistakes. You make a lot of mistakes. Guys, research is an ongoing thing. not just at the beginning of your business. Research is an ongoing thing so that you can make informed decisions based on facts, and based on data, not just based on not just based on emotions and feelings, but based on facts and based on data. So you want to make sure that you do the requisite research in your business so that you don't fall trapped to those things. And then one of the bigger things that I really loved about this is how she shared her story. And you know, in business, we always tell my clients that, you know, your story is so unique. No two businesses have the exact same story. No two entrepreneurs have the exact same stories. The stories of why you started the business, the stories of the ups and the downs, the stories of your triumphs and your milestones, your stories with your clients, your stories when things didn't work out, the stories when things blew up even bigger than you could even imagine, your own stories, your stories of using particular things, your stories. Listen, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story, right? And her story was unique to her. Not to say that other people haven't experienced something similar or even the same thing that she has experienced, but her story is her story. And as an entrepreneur, you have to understand that your story is your story, and there is power in sharing your story. And storytelling is still one of the most dynamic ways for you to engage with your audience and build that know, like, and trust that really connects your audience to your offers or connects your audience to your brand, so you can build that brand visibility, build that brand authority, and build a community of people around your brand who will not just buy from you over and over, right, who will become loyal buyers, but who will also refer you to other people, build your community. And that's a great thing about platforms like TikTok and stuff, right? It allows people to share their own stories, just like Morgan, right? Share their stories and build a community around their lives, around their brands. I'm seeing a lot of brands doing that on TikTok, and I love to see it. So think about that as an entrepreneur, as you're growing your business on these social media platforms, and as you are trying to attract your ideal clients, what are the stories that I can share, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Because we know, you know, everything is not great. That's just life, right? Because we're human. But what are the stories that you can share so that other people can get connected to you and stay connected to you, and you can build that community around your brand so that it can help propel your business even further, right? Are you like me, right? Every time I think about a story, every time I read a story, my brain automatically goes to, what are the business lessons what are the business lessons I learn from this scenario, right? That's how my brain works. I know everybody's not like that, but are you like me? Does your brain automatically go there? Right? My brain just automatically goes there no matter what I'm listening to or who I'm listening to, or even what I'm reading, right? There's always a lesson to be learned in our day-to-day life, right, that will really help us to make better decisions in the future. But my brain always goes to the business lesson. What is the business lesson I can learn from here? So tell me if you learned any other business lessons from that Risa Tisa story. Who the F did I marry? And let's talk about it, right? It's a really, really great conversation for us to have as business owners, yeah? Guys, I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Talk to you soon. Be safe. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.